whole added thing, which is from my podcast, which is, just keep a simple play and just share with your friends. Today's podcast is 143, and the title of the podcast today is leave it if you cannot control it, okay? Leave it if you cannot control it. Let me tell a story about what happens today. So this morning, my woman, she had to meet with a customer. And this is a customer that she'd been trying to find or trying to sit down for a long time. I would say like a couple weeks now. And there was always a situation where, you know, she cannot meet, she cannot, that one of her family members have an emergency, she had to go somewhere, you know. And all of a sudden today, she finally, yeah, in a couple of days, she decided to, you know, it'll be okay to sit down, have the meeting. And I told Ksenia, hey, baby, make sure that, you know, you get to the point and close the deal before you start just talking with this person for 5 hours, right? She sat down with the person, she called the person, the meeting Zoom, I think, the call, and all of a sudden she had to do something, right? And they couldn't meet. She had to just go to like a funeral or something. Huh, understandable. I sat down with my woman. I told her, you know what? Don't worry about it. Just leave it to God. We can't control it. This is something that she wants. It's okay. This is something she doesn't want. It's fine, right? I think best right now, just leave it to God and forget about it. We can't control it. She sat down. It's a time passed today. She sat down and closed the deal. Closed the deal very well. But for the fact that the mindset behind it was of not caring for something that you can control. And I think that gave her a leverage from where she finally can, you know, relax and make the sale. So why this story is important? Because it shows you that for the things that we cannot control, we should not invest emotions, since are out of the control, okay? And we can grab things. There's no reason for us to just worry about. Even though anything can be an extension of how we react or how we move things around, right? If I'm grabbing this, I can control this. I can grab this and control it, right? I can control the microphone, right? I can move my interface, move the mouse. I can do those things. I can control that. I can control if I want to stand. Now, that control can go as far as doing all the activities. But when it comes to another human being, and we want that human being to act a certain way, it's hard for us to control what we want them to do. And don't get me wrong, I would love to just, you know, make people do certain things, but it's not the reality. So having that mindset behind our daily life, right? We understand why it's important for us to distinguish things that are in our, let's call it, reach, and things are way over our reach, and we cannot do anything. You know, calling someone, making calls, showing importance and love to, you know, those loved ones, being there for people, make sure you do your diligence, going to the gym, eating healthy, all those things, we can control them. Now, what we can control is outside events, politics, I don't know, your parents or your family from out of state, something. those things you should not focus much, for the simpler reason is it will drain you. And if it's going to drain you, why you should invest emotion in it? If my woman invests in emotions, thinking like, oh, I want her to do this, I want my client to do this, and she will do this, you can think, oh, Paolo, but that's thinking in existence. Be careful. It is thinking or manifesting a future event, but what if that future event doesn't happen? What's the answer? If it doesn't happen the way you want, it will be good. Oh, if it doesn't happen the way you want, it's not going to be good, right? Exactly. That's why it's important for you to have plan A, B, and C. For the fact that when these things happen and you're out of control, it's good for us to understand that we can only, right, assure what can we do in our reach. And let me mention something very quick. There's small details in my life where I know I can improve. And I can, you know, make sure those things are done. And I notice every time I don't do those things, I lose momentum. And as I lose momentum, I get mediocre results. And I cannot blame myself. I cannot blame anybody else. Only myself, just mediocre results. Now, I'm not saying that because those mediocre results are unfair, I should just cry in a corner. No. I'm saying that the pattern is every time when I don't do certain activities or certain things, right, I have my results, and my results could be mediocre. There's no one that I cannot just blame but myself. Now, different from all the things where I cannot control, whether that result was good or not should not interfere with my emotional state. For the reason being, that emotional state, unless I created an attachment for things that it could give me a reason to live or whatever, right? Now, if that event goes the way I don't want it, I'll be affected by it. Make sense? Now, why it's important to understand this, right? I think we tend to get caught up on activities or things that really don't matter. Really don't make any difference. Really doesn't contribute anything to a life. It can only contribute dissent, resentment, bad emotions, bad ideas, and overall frustration. Now, if you're getting all those stuff and things or results from outside events, why they matter? Why worrying about an NBA or basketball, baseball player, whether he makes points or runs, about celebrities or opinions of celebrities, opinion of people that you don't even know? Why? It's an opinion that you cannot control. Why worrying about it too much? Is that person going to give you anything? Or is that person going to teach you anything with that opinion? I think it just says too much of ourselves. My humble opinion. And with this comes a responsibility of always telling us ourselves the truth. That I would say that's the only responsibility that we have. Telling ourselves the truth. And we cannot tell ourselves the truth. It is a bad spot to be. Which is not recommended. Leave it if you cannot control it. And it's not for you to decide whether those things are in control to manifest one or the other way. With this, guys, this was episode 143 on the PFA Music Podcast. Make sure that if you listen to the podcast and Anchor.fm, remember you can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all those music song platforms, right? In a simple place will really help your podcast. Now, if you're listening to the podcast and video platforms such as YouTube, BitChute, Rumble, there's a couple more that I'm hosting, but I don't know where they are. The library is the other one. And you simply just give it a simple subscribe, simple like. I really appreciate it. And for me, it's kind of late right now, 2:36 in the morning. I'm gonna do some editing and then go to bed. But hey, it's always a great pleasure to sit down and give my opinion on these topics. With this, guys, this was the 143 episode for the Piafa Music Podcast. Leave it if you cannot control it. This was your host, Paolo Yuvis Vargas. With this, I'm out. Have a good night.